Next application is case number 11859, the application of DRC Properties LLC seeking a variance from the maximum outside wall dimension of a building, referencing section 115-188D6 of the Sussex County zoning code. Property is located on the north side of Lighthouse Road, Route 54, approximately 475 feet east of Old Millbridge Road. The 911 address is 37045 Old Millbridge Road, Subbyville. The zoning district is HR1. The tax map is District 533, Map 12, parcel number 76. Gentlemen, on this application, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, no mail returns. The applicant is requesting a 3.75-foot variance from the maximum length of 165 feet for an outside wall dimension of a building, to allow for each unit to measure 28 feet, and to allow for a single-car garage and a master bedroom on the first floor. Basically, this would be a blanket-type variance for the project as it is being constructed. There's 12 buildings out of 16 that are proposed, that would be proposed to be at 168.75 feet. The other four buildings would be less than 165 feet, so they're lesser number of units. And they're depicted on your survey that you received in your packet. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Russell
Dyer, 8940 Sierra, Cedar Bank Road. You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I affirm.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. My name is Preston Dyer. Before you tonight is a request, as Mr. Lang has indicated, for a variance for the maximum length of a building exceeding 165 feet. By way of background, I believe that all of you gentlemen were here previously. The exact same request was made, however, the time on that variance had expired, and there was one factor that is different. In light of that, I would like to submit for the record, if I may, just the change in that one variance. Essentially, the project, by way of background, we had 100 units originally approved, and we had a 100 unit site plan that fit within the approximate 12 acres. We deed restricted the property to limit it to 100 acres, and we felt that the 100 acres, the 100 units within that was appropriate. Back in 2014, the builder at that time changed the design of the villas to accommodate a first floor master bedroom and a single car garage. The only difference at this point is there is a slight increase in the thickness of the wall, and therefore, as Mr. Lank had indicated, there's, I think it's approximately 3.75 feet. The uniqueness of the property is the same now as it was before. Last year we had a redesign from 100 units to 87 units. So naturally, the severity of the uniqueness of this property, if you look at your site plan, you will see on the left side of the property, which would be the westerly border, that there is a 404 wetland line, which is depicted in cross-hatched areas. The irregularity of that is what creates unique situation. The difficulty in laying out these units is such that the length of the 3.75 extra feet is impacted by both the irregularity in that wetland line, as well as if you look in the entrance road, DelDOT required a 50-foot access to be supporting two entrance points into the townhouse project. The exceptional practical difficulty are in fact unique to this property. We have to maintain, as you are aware, from the county as well as the farm marshal, a 40-foot separation in order to achieve the zoning and the site plan approval. The reality for the HR zoning is it could accommodate far greater than the original 100 units, and in fact greater than the 87 units which we have planned for now, which further increase the need for the variance. The property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance. As you are aware, the limitation of 165 feet is such that the building itself cannot exceed that. As Mr. Lank had indicated, the number of units that require the variance are such that the reality of being able to create not even the 100 which we originally had approved, but the reality of the property itself and the conformity to the 404 wetlands creates this unique condition. As you're also aware, the market in Sussex County has changed. Since we originally had this project approved, first floor masters were not as desirable or as necessary to facilitate sales as they are now. It's created as a result of active adults. It's created as a result of the buyers desiring to have a first floor master in addition to a one-car garage. The effect on the surrounding community, obviously the 3.8 plus or minus is imperceptible. When you have a 165-foot building and you're asking for 3.8 or 75 feet, it will not be either perceptible from the adjoining property or from the property itself. It's approximately a little larger than a 2% increase in the overall length of the building. The variance represents a lease modification possible. As I indicated before, there's a very slight increase in the thickness, the wall thickness of the new design. But the reality is, in order to be able to accommodate the first floor master as well as the one-car garage, the 3.8 plus or minus feet are necessary. The variance does represent the requirements needed, as I just enumerated, in order to be able to achieve the purposes of the variance. As I indicated before, the very close to identical variance was granted, but the time for that particular variance had terminated, and therefore we reapplied. We therefore respectfully request that the request for the variance be granted.
Excuse me. I'm going to start to see if you have any questions. Mr. Martin, let me get your answer and start. Do you have any questions?
No questions.
Thank you. Mr. Miller?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Lawrence, what was the previous variance approved for?
Pardon?
What was the previous variance approved? It's not in our packet.
I have no idea. Before? On this site?
I think it was 3.67. This is 3.75.
There's been a couple of applications
I believe with the same applicant and maybe others, that they, just for the appearance of the building in one case, they had all the electric meters on the ends of the building, and they wanted to box them in, had to come before the board and get a variance to go 168, similar application. For that purpose, it wasn't anything to do with units. It was just a fate. It was just a
facade.
Window dressing. It made it just aesthetically more pleasing than seeing a bunch of meters. That was one. I think the other application, there was a couple other applications that were probably for similar 3 foot or so to get the balance of the number of units. So the units are now a little bit wider than what they were before, especially with the, in this case, based on what Mr. Dyer said, it's a, they want a single car garage and they want a first floor
bedroom
because they are going to be aging and they don't want to go anywhere else, typically.
Seems to be the trend, doesn't it?
I'm starting to understand that myself.
And that seems to be the trend, doesn't it?
It does.
Both of us, huh?
I'd be talking about itself.
Okay. Mr. Rickards, do you have any further questions?
Yeah, you're looking at what, three foot?
I believe it's 3.75.
3.75.
Yes.
And this will accommodate all the requirements that you just discussed now about
yes.
what they're demanding and what
yes,
they
sir.
Need. And the, there has been adjustments. I when I was reading over this, I remember that, and Mr. Light brought me up to speed on that. There has been adjustments made on the length of that 165 feet.
Correct. Yeah, right. And that's exactly the reason. Yes.
And you're going to maintain the separation, right, for the
exactly. The 40-foot separation will be maintained throughout.
Important. Yeah, it's very
exactly.
important in that area. No other questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions.
Does this go back to for the Planning and Zoning Commission for final site plan it once we're done here?
I believe so, yes.
Thanks.
Question?
Yes. Okay. Yep.
I have a couple questions. Mm-hmm. Are you suggesting that the comprehensive zoning ordinance should be amended to make 168-foot length?
I think the difficulty is, and we've dealt with this, we dealt with it at Cedar Bay on Cedar Neck Road. We had the same probably 3, 4, 5 feet. It's very difficult because, you know, when the code was originally written, the parameters for unit design, shape, accommodations were different. And 165, I don't think there's anything magical about it. I think it was something that was established at a particular time. And I think it's not to say that it's arbitrary, but it seems to be very difficult because a 28-foot product right now is, I would say, the average. There are some that go 32. If you remember back, there used to be like 20-foot, remember, 20-foot townhouses?
Yep.
You know, and even more narrow than that. But from our experience, you can't, what happens with the 28-foot, when you get a wall section and you multiply that times the number of units, what it does is it pushes it out 3 or 4 or 5 feet. So that's what, and you don't have the ability to compact it because when you have that master and when you have that garage, there's only so much compression that can occur. So from our perspective, I think it would be very helpful to accommodate that, which is the current market conditions. Because, and you know, you don't see three-story units as prevalently as you used to. Even like when we do what's called attached singles, even attached singles now, you know, have a much wider footprint.
Because it's first floor down.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's,
I mean,
a common
trend,
isn't it?
Really, I mean, that is, if I would be willing to bet if you looked at the number of new homes and or villas or attached product that's sold, that now the trend, it didn't used to be that way at all, but the trend now is much greater.
20 years ago,
it
was unheard of.
No, I mean, you know, it was a three-story stacked unit.
Stacked. staff units.
Now it's baby boomers come of age.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, as I say, I can understand that.
Every other day, take the trash bag.
So the board knows, when multifamilies first had regulations, it was 165-foot wide square. It was 165 feet tall. That's where you got Sea Colony.
Okay.
Sea Colony East was constructed. That's when the regulation came about, early 70s. Technical question.
Wow.
For you, sir.
I never knew that. That's.
Do you realize that your survey has two lot number sixes and no lot number 10?
No, but as long as the number, as long as the total's correct.
There you go, Lawrence.
I think that means I get a discount, so.
Yeah. All righty. Hearing no
pretty
further
good
questions.
Leave it to Lawrence to find that out. Yeah.
Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion.
Okay.
That we approve case number 11,859. The applicant has addressed the criteria for a variance, granting a variance. He has also explained it all in writing and also at the podium. Uniqueness of the property. The property is very unique. He said that the units that he wants to put in there and has the 165 feet is not going to be able to accommodate the first floor. And by shifting the buildings within the property, he can do that, and he can still maintain the 40-foot separation between the units. Possibility of being developed 165 feet, that's what the code calls for. He's looking for, with the first floor and a garage, he requires 168.7. So that means he's got a 3.67. I think you testified that he wanted 3.75. The the effect on the surroundings are not going to be affected at all. 3.75 feet is not even going to be something that you would probably even notice. And he stated that he just increased it just over 2% of the building, which, and he's still going to be able to maintain the 40-foot separation.
Yep.
In fact, the variance is a minor part of increase in length. It's also created by an increase in wall thickness in the new design. So that's what he had to deal with there. And the variance is necessary to afford relief. Yes, it is. I believe it is to accommodate what he wants to build.
Okay. Do I have a second then to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickert, second by Mr. Wharton, that we approve case number 11,859. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Miller?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, and I'd like to add a reason, because it's reducing the total number of units from 100 to 87.
Okay. Mr. Rickert?
Aye, for the reasons I stated, plus Mr. Edson's addition.
And
aye for those reasons stated.
And aye for the previous reasons stated, as well as the additional that Mr. Hudson had added. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,859 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.